This is Crayons Count, a 5-minute feature on the work of the popular initiative to support the early childhood sector. On today's program, we take you inside the actual packing process for the Crayons Count learning kits, which are distributed to basic and infant schools. Volunteers are the lifeblood of any charitable endeavor, and the Crayons Count initiative has been blessed with volunteers from National Baking Company, who make the assembly and distribution of learning kits a seamless and indeed enjoyable experience. Approximately 40 workers leave their normal jobs on the production line to help pack the kits. Many of them have been volunteering since the program's inception.
We actually set up a packing line, conveyors, temporary. We set up in one of our distribution warehouses at the bakery, and the staff come in on their own time, volunteer, and everybody gets together. Basically, people are assigned to do certain chores, and that's what they do.
CEO of National Baking Company, Butch Hendrickson.
They actually have goals. They set targets to have so much done before lunchtime, and they'll set targets to have so much done in a day, and they run to the target.
This year, Crayons Count will pack kits to supply the approximately 2,500 registered basic and infant schools across the country. The packing is done over 4 days, and with volunteers taking time out of their workday from various sections of the baking company, clearly some amount of coordination is required. Just ask coordinator for Crayons Count, Shantali Singh.
We have a structured list from the plants given by the plant managers. Mr. Hendrickson, he wanted persons to come and spend the entire day. So we spoke to the plant managers and they assigned certain persons who can come for the entire day.
Some people think Crayons Count, they think it's just crayons, but it's a lot more than that. We have puppets, you know, to help with that creative skills. We have balls for dexterity. We have paint brushes. We have glue sticks. We have building blocks. And of course, we have books.
Marketing manager for National Baking Company, Anne-Marie Walter Allen.
To give you an idea of the magnitude of it all, we have 648,000 crayons, 64,000 tubs of paint, 36,000 puppets, 21,000 paintbrushes, and so on.
Make no mistake, it's not easy work packaging learning kits in a hot warehouse all day. For the volunteers, however, the sacrifice is well worth it.
It is going towards the children, and I feel it is very important.
Because I have kids, so, and I know it's very important to come and volunteer that the kids can get their things together for school bag. Yeah, I'm feeling good, to be honest.
First-time volunteer packer Orville Britton, and before him, Carol Adams, employed to National for 12 years and a packing veteran for 3 of those years.
Chose to come because it is for a worthy cause and is to assist students, as Mr. Hendricks says, students that does not know some of these things in the basic school, so they are getting a heads up on these things to assist them further on in life. I'm glad that my company is a part of it, and I will always be here. Once I'm with the company, I'll always be here to assist.
National employee Michael Stanhope. To receive support from the Crayons Count initiative, basic and infant schools must be registered with the Early Childhood Commission. So if your school isn't registered yet, it's time to get cracking. Start by calling 970-4108. That's it for this week's edition of Crayons Count. Join us again next week when we look at what is perhaps the most anticipated part of the Crayons Count initiative, the Learning Lorry. I'm Vaughn Davis. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.